could you? How could you, Jack?
I'm sorry, like, I couldn't help it.
Cut, cut, that was horrible! Who wrote the script?
Welcome to the movie show!
Active FM.
What's up?
Hey, welcome to another awesome show. You are in the ride of your life. You're going to feel like you're at a theme park for this awesome show.
Definitely.
But let me introduce to you Sashi.
Thank you, Ryan. I am Sash.
And now she just introduced you. Did you hear that? Thank you, Ryan. And I'm Sash. There you go. Anybody didn't get that?
That was nice. Nice intro right there, Ryan. You're used to proud of you.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Sash.
And this is the movie show.
On Active FM. But this time we switched things up. Yes.
Tell us if you like it or not. Comment below.
Wow. So we are looking at a movie. This week, Ryan is responsible for the movie that we watched. Ryan was like, you're watching. He did to me what I did to him with Cats, except he just didn't do it on the movie show. So Ryan was like, you need to watch this movie. And honestly, I did not expect to find an animated film. I would just like to put that out there. So the film's name.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I was not expecting an animation. I really was not expecting an animation.
All right, cool.
And then I downloaded the movie. I was like, oh, it's an animated film. And I actually was slightly like, why are we watching an animation? That's okay. Let's watch.
I think I had the same experience because it was actually my wife that is responsible. We had family moving, watching time. And I was like, well, do you see a movie on Showmax? She's like, yeah, is it called,
Wonder Park.
Yes, Wonder Park. And I was like, what else is there? Then she lifted it. I'm like, okay, let's go to Wonder Park. And then it started and we watched it. And yeah.
Yes. So Ryan and I did watch an animated film. Luckily, it's 1 hour and 25 minutes. That's the one thing that I was like, okay, phew, I don't have to watch a 2 hour movie now. So, but I was the animated part. I was like, I haven't watched an animation in a long time. I can't remember the last animation I actually watched. I think the last animated film I watched was Frozen 2.
Wow.
That was the last.
Seriously.
That was this year though. But before that, I don't know what I watched before that. That was animated.
Chauncey. Cloudy with a chance.
Is that
meatballs.
The last you watched?
No, I've got kids. I watch like animated stuff all the time. So.
Yeah, I don't have kids, so I don't watch animated stuff.
Yeah.
If I don't genuinely look, and my family, like especially my dad, if I'm going to put on an animated movie, he's going to be like, why are we watching an animated? So, yes, we as a family don't genuinely watch animated films. We watched a film, though. Ryan, you must watch it. It was pretty good. It's called Prince of Persia. It's an old film. It's not a new film.
Rings a bell, eh?
It's actually pretty good. It's from the creators of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Prince of Persia,
yes.
So is this you telling us what film we're watching next week?
No, that's the film we watched in family movie watching time, as you said. I'm just letting you know. So that's, yes.
If anybody wants us to do that film next, you need to comment or else we're not doing it.
Wow.
Pressure.
So Wonder Park is an animated film. And I must be honest, it wasn't that bad. Because I wasn't, you know, you're just like, okay, let's watch an animation. And I think the storyline did pull me in. I was pulled in really, by the storyline, yes. It is an animated film, so obviously it is slightly predictable, you know. There are parts eventually you're just like, yeah, and that's going to happen and that's going to happen. And I must be honest though, spoiler alert, I thought her mom was going to die. I really thought the mom was going to die.
That was one of the... So the two things that you've just said, there were two channels that I watched, guys that were reviewing the movie. And the first thing they said was, this movie was really predictable. I was like, it's for kids. Who cares? I enjoyed it. And then the second thing is that the mom disappears. Obviously, she goes and you don't hear the story. So, yeah, same. And then when you see it, then you're like, ah... That's almost like the peak of the movie. You're like, she's home.
She's also alive.
In the back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, it always comes back.
No, I really thought she was going to die. Because you know how some kids' movies, it starts off, a tragedy happens, it's sad, and then the movie like picks up type of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen. But it didn't. Yes. But, yeah. Your children enjoyed it though, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've got an interesting story. My kids are never emotional in the movie. Okay, I suppose emotional means happy as well. They're very like happy and they jump all over the place. But my son Joshua cried in this film.
That is deep.
They were glued to the screen. And I was just looking at them. And there's quite an upset. Not upsetting. Not very bad upsetting. There's obviously a very down time within the film that happens. And I just looked at my son. And he is naturally an emotional person. All right. And next minute, I see his lip go down. You know that like that lip, that sadness lip. And the next minute, I look at him. And then I nudge my wife. I'm like, look. And then he puts his hand over his eyes. And then he looks away. And I'm like, oh, no. And then obviously, she like comforted him. And then I was just like, wow, that I've never seen that in my life.
Wow.
My kid crying in a movie.
So it's pretty good that it got him to cry. For me, I'm always like, if a movie gets you to cry, it's good. Because it really pulled on your emotions and got you into the storyline. So, no, this one was, the storyline was very good. And it did actually tug on your emotions. It actually was quite an emotional film. Which I was quite surprised because, you know, thinking animation, you're like, eh. You know movies aren't real. But when it's animated, you know it's really not real because it's animated now. So it wasn't a bad film. I wasn't disappointed when I watched it. I think there's been other films where I've just been like, in fact, other non-animated films where I've gotten to the end and been like, okay, right, okay.
Great stuff.
Whatever.
Awesome. Like,
No, not even great stuff. It's like... Oh, wow. Thank you for just ruining 2 hours of my life. Yes.
The wait is over. Hold on tight. We are in the overdrive. Welcome. This is your favorite station. Stay tuned. Turn up the volume.
Three, two, one.
Let's go.
Active FM.
FM.
Well, we did a movie review on Toy Story, didn't we? Toy Story?
We did.
Four. Was it three or four? I feel like it was
four. I always
four.
Forget.
It was four. And that ending was like...
No, it was three that was the sad ending.
Yes.
Four's the one where they've now moved on to...
To a new family,
yes.
Right?
So that was four. Three was the one with the emotional ending.
Yes, you're right. And even with that movie, like, you get to know the characters. It's very emotional because they always get lost. Or they lose
something
someone
happens,
or
yeah.
something, and they have to find their way back. With this film, it was another thing that they complained. So I had a lot of complaints about the storyline. They said it was not deep enough. The characters were so light. There was no,
But it is an animated film.
That's what I'm saying.
So you can't have terribly.
I think. And I'll be honest with you, I was watching the reviews, both of them, and I looked at it, and I'm like, but is it possible that they are looking at this movie from an adult point of view?
Definitely.
Because you look at Toy Story, and Toy Story is a movie for an adult and a kid. Mm. Why? Because there's also adult humor within the film. There's some things you watch there, and the adults are laughing, and the kids are just staring, because, you know, as a grown up, you sort of click and you get it. But this one, something that I really enjoyed. So the storyline did get me. Did you find the characters too like wishy-washy or too light and stuff like that? So for example, you got these characters. They're all like very humorous. In my, you know, she said she liked the one character. Also, I enjoyed. I think his name. Now I forgot his name. The monkey.
I forgot his name too.
Yeah, that
I
guy.
Will get his name. The monkey.
So him, I enjoyed him.
Peanut,
mm-hmm. That's the name. What I enjoyed about Peanut was he had this very like mature, and even the way that he spoke, like he's doing the things, and then he like the way that he like talks, and he's not under his breath, but like deep, and he's like, that's interesting. What straw sticks? Oh, and then he throws it. So for me, that's what I enjoyed the movie. The biggest thing that I enjoy, you know, at the end of this movie, this is what I felt. Man, animation is so cool. Because I enjoyed like the lighting, and I enjoyed the way the whole, like, even there was the one part where what is his name again? The monkey.
Peanut.
Peanut. Yes. I need to think now. Wait, I just need to record myself. Peanut. Peanut. Say peanut, monkey, brown. They're both brown. The peanut and the monkey. And he's creating that like straw thing that they're driving. Did you see the way the camera was even like shaking? Yeah. Like you felt like you were in the straw. And even the sound effects. Yeah, that. Yeah. The way they were. Yeah, I was just like, wow, this is so cool.
The animation was very good.
That's what I'm saying. And it was quite interesting because from beginning, I was just like, who did this? Who did this? Who were the animators? Who were the animators? Who were they? And it turns out it is a not very well-known company in Spain, I think it was Spain or Italy. I'll tell you now. They called I think Eon Animation Studios. And if you watch other films that they did, wasn't many other films. They're not very big successful stuff. But I really, really enjoyed. I must say the animation and all that was like spot on.
For me, I think it was enjoyable. So I'm going obviously not from a kid's perspective. Now I do think kids would enjoy, and obviously Ryan, your son's definitely got into it. So from that perspective, I think when people say it was whatever, it is a kid's film at the end of the day. There was still humor in it. It's not like they, because that's the thing they do with animated films. They make it humorous so that adults can watch, because obviously you've got parents coming to cinemas, etc., etc. But then you also, the animated film itself captures the kids. So like I love the film Megamind. For me, Megamind is one of the best animated films, and it's because it's so funny like to watch. Now that film I think is more of an adult. Kids can still watch it, but it does cater more for adults to watch it. This film doesn't do that as much, but it's not bad. So I think the reason people slated it maybe is just because it's actually more of a kids film than an adults film. It's not like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Like for me, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, that's kids. Like I get irritated. Yeah. Even as a kid, I sometimes got irritated watching that thing. I was just like, why are you waiting so long for me to answer? And what if I didn't get the answer right? That's obviously, I was older now. For younger kids, it's perfect. But I think the whole film, so the storyline, they said it wasn't deep enough. But for me, I think where they were going with the storyline was actually dealing with June, who's the protagonist of the film. She's a little girl who, in her imagination, creates this park called Wonder Park with her mom. So it's like playtime, and then you build stuff, and you know, it's your imagination going wild. And she had a monkey teddy bear, and each of the other characters, she had little teddies of them. So she created this whole park, and then her mom gets sick and ends up having to leave to go and get medical care. And during that time, she actually loses herself, actually out of grief. So because her mom's gone, the way she's dealing with it now is actually just, you know, moving on, trying to forget about it. So the whole film for me was about June dealing with this whole situation of her mom being sick. And, you know, it was that whole story of don't lose yourself, even in a difficult time, you know, keep on believing, keep on hoping, and don't lose yourself. And the film showed how she changed from being a child, a normal child, in fact, a very creative child with a big imagination who thinks they can do anything and everything, to someone who now had to grow up early. And you saw she was very worried about her dad. She didn't want to leave him alone. She felt like there was also a fear that something would happen to him. That I got across, because she didn't even want him to drink off milk, because she's like, you can die from drinking off milk. Yeah, 3 days.
3 days before the due date.
She's like, no, we're throwing the milk away. And that is obviously, she now was fearful. I've lost my mom. Not that my mom died, but she's gone. She's not here. Now, what happens if I lose my dad as well? So the whole film actually was based on that. And, you know, like helping her in through the difficult time. And I think that the ending was nice. So from a storyline perspective, that was the storyline. It's actually following more of her emotions, etc., etc. The park in the film, it comes to life. That I didn't get. Did it really come to life? What happened?
Yeah, it's true. I've never thought about what you actually say now. It makes sense, because at one point I was also thinking the same, because she was walking in the woods.
Yeah.
And next minute she walks through this thing, and then something turns, and then she's in the park. type of thing. So is this now a figuratively speaking, or is it a real Park? You know, maybe the way that this is her dealing with her emotions or with her issues and stuff like that. It's a good point. But
yeah,
maybe it was a picture of her dealing with this issue in her life. I don't know. But anyway, it was a good movie. So
who cares about the emotional stuff? It was
exactly
good.
She went off on a journey. She had to solve something, and within solving that, she then realized that no, she needed to just keep going, you know. I mean, her uncle and her aunt shows up. They're all like crazy. I'm like, don't think an uncle and aunt is really like that.
Nah.
Sure, the uncle's more serious. And they're like, look what we got you, a Ferris wheel. And there's like another Ferris wheel. But then you look in the park, how the Ferris wheel like is more advanced. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
So the budget for the film was around 80 to 100 million US
this
dollars.
This was very expensive, eh?
Yeah. It was, pretty expensive. It made 45.2 million in the United States and Canada, and 74.4 million in other territories, for a worldwide total of 119.6 million. So they did bring in a good profit, I'd say. They didn't, it's not like they doubled or anything, but, you know, they made up for what they'd spent, and they had a little bit extra left over on the side. The reviews aren't that good for this film, but based on what you also said, so, I don't know how much people liked. So on Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 34%, which is not very good. On Metacritic, it got 45%, and on IMDb, it got 5.8 out of 10. However, saying that, last week we discussed Cuties, and that film got such a good critics rating. It was shocking. So, you know, in terms of critics, it's like, for me, I'd rather look at audience views, audience ratings. Google users, 78% like this film. So that's how they viewed it. For me, I'd always look at, the audience score rather than the critic score. On Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 44% audience score. And from the critics, it got a 34%. So the audiences did like it more, or the audience, not the audiences. The audience liked it more than the critics. Yeah, it was, it's a cartoon. I don't know what they were expecting out of it.
I don't trust the Rotten Tomatoes and the critics. You know, Rotten Tomatoes is usually like, they'd say like 50 people out of 175 people rated this 5-star. But that's only 175 people, you know. So, and this is not the first time we've come across a film where the rating wasn't great, but we had a lot of good stuff to say about the movie, and it really was good.
The Emoji Movie was like that.
That's the one, yeah. And the Emoji Movie was brilliant. And people were just like, this, that. They like so picky. You know, I think, and I know that I've come across that there's a podcast I listen to of these guys that do more like CG, but it's this group of guys, and they're all involved in different parts of the industry. So they're not all just CG artists. And I hear them say, I had to watch this film and be as little critique as possible.
Yeah.
In other words, I had to turn off my filmmaking brain.
Yeah.
Because, and it's true, you can look at it, and you say, this character wasn't depth enough. I was expecting more from the bear, you know, what was his name? Boomer. I was expecting more, but Boomer was awesome. You know, he was hilarious. And they said that it didn't make, you know, stuff that didn't make sense. Yet Steve, yet...
Can we please talk about Steve?
Yes.
I would first like to say...
This is Sashi's favorite
character.
Every
character named Steve is a... Do you know that? So we've made a film.
Yes.
So there's a character in the film that his name's Steve. And for me, his character was... The fun character, I wanted him to be the character that everyone laughs at type of thing. Now, I got the idea, I wanted to name him Steve because of Stranger Things. And my favorite character in Stranger Things is Steve. And now, we have another Steve that rises out of the ashes. And that porcupine finished me. Like, he was my favorite part of the movie, honestly. Like, He was very, that character was very funny. They actually brought in a lot of humor there. There was obviously other humor, but his humor, for me, I don't even think it was child humor. I think I was just like, what is this porcupine doing? And then at the end, so that you don't see his eyes the whole time, which was also quite funny. Like, it added to his character. And then right at the end, he gets a kiss on the cheek from the warthog that he loves. And then suddenly his little eyes, they're like tiny, but they pop. I enjoyed Steve. Steve was my favorite character. Steve was good. Steve was cool.
Have you ever watched another animated film called Over the Hedge?
Yes. There was also Steve.
There's Steve in there as
the
well.
The squirrel. No, yes. Was it the squirrel?
I'm sure it was. I can't remember. But yes.
I feel like Steve is a name. It's a Steve in itself is a character. Like, if you have a Steve, you know. They mustn't go and ruin Steve now. They mustn't create a Steve that's not Stevie. But
I'm trying to... Okay, look. All right. Either way, Steve Carell was based... Oh, the squirrel's name was Hammy.
Oh, yeah.
However...
Who was Steve?
But I remember someone mentioning Steve. Yes, I remember someone mentioning... But however, can I just say, the voiceover artist's name was Steve Carell. I think it's Carell. I think that's how you pronounce it.
The squirrel?
He did the voiceover.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the voice of the American red squirrel, to be more predict. Well, accurate.
Steve was... I enjoyed Steve. Steve was... He was very cool. So all those critics must leave Steve alone, because Steve was perfect.
Steve was good.
He was... Even though his voice, everything, like that whole character just was like, yes.
The English,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Okay, wait. Maybe it's also because he had an English accent, because I'm into that type of thing. But no, he was very... What killed me was how he just always skipped to safety. I was like, you're about to die. And he's like, skip to safety, skipping to safety. And then he even gets stuck on a wall because he's a porcupine. So obviously, he's not a... Yes, he's a porcupine. He gets stuck on a wall and he's still skipping in the air. And he's still skipping. I was like, okay. See? No, he made me laugh. That I enjoyed his character a lot.
What did you think of all the little monkeys? The horror part of the film?
That was predictable. I must be honest, because we've seen it time and time, especially in cartoons. You have these cute little teddy bears that turn into evil things. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, for me, that was quite predictable. That was predictable for me. And then the way they just switched in the end, I was like, why didn't they get like blown up into little pieces of fluff or something? Now they're all happy again.
Well, because, obviously they were possessed by the darkness. And the darkness was her sadness, wasn't it?
But why were they possessed? Yeah, okay. Now I'm becoming like one of those people that... Suppose don't look too deep into the story. Just enjoy it for what it is.
Well, the park was being torn down. I think there's no reason. I think it's just there's a darkness.
I think the park idea was very cool. So the creativity of the park was really, really cool. It was obviously completely unrealistic. If there was a park like that, I don't know if I'd go, because I just feel like too many things could go wrong with physics and everything like that. But the concept, so there was this run ride where it would literally throw a glass ball with you in it to another, and then it would get calm. Like, what if something malfunctions and it doesn't catch and then that's you dead, you know?
You know, now that you say that, I remember within the movie, I was looking at it. Now, I like the way things work and the way things work together. I always like looking at, hey, how does that work? Or how does this thing work? And I thought, and I sat there and I was thinking to myself, but how would they do that? How would they know where it is? Is there GPS location tracking on it? How does it keep it? I suppose there's like a gyro thing at the bottom, you know. So, and I just had to tell myself, dude, shut up. It's there.
It's a movie.
It works. It's awesome. I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, because as her imagination grew, like there was all sorts of cool stuff that was created. And I even enjoyed the girl's, what is her name? June, right?
Yeah.
I even enjoyed her personality as well. And especially the fact that she took the whole neighborhood and she built that whole roller coaster thing. In the beginning, the way that they nail it together, you sit there, you're like, you think it's small.
Yeah.
But then it takes this whole ride. And that, for me, I was like, whoa, cool. Yeah. And she like, and you
wrecks
can see
the neighborhood.
She's a smart kid.
She is a smart kid.
Because she, I mean, for her to put all of that together, you see, this is my brain kicking in again. I'm like, how much physics and engineering and all of that did she have to put in to actually make sure this thing worked? The only thing she calculated incorrectly was the end, where she was about, you know, supposed to go around the loop.
And the
she went straight through.
Like, oh, straight through. Flip it. Then the brakes
and then
broke.
Yeah.
Then the steering wheel came off. Yeah.
And then there was a predictable that was, and I was like, awesome, right? She's like, awesome. And then the kid, I think, was the boy still with him? I can't remember.
Yeah, the boy.
And he was just like, Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then there was her. He was Indian, right?
He was Indian, yes.
Yeah, he was also
He was also an interesting character. Yeah.
I just want to see.
But there is some shade behind the making of this film. Ryan, it's actually very shady, what happened behind the making of this film. So this film was in production for 5 years. So it actually went in, it was in production for 5 years. Do you know that 1,000 people, okay, this isn't the shady part yet. 1,000 people auditioned for the role of June Bailey, which is quite a lot of people.
What?
Yeah, 1,000 whole people auditioned for this film. Now, this film, right, was originally titled Amusement Park, and it was directed by Dylan Brown. Now, Dylan Brown, is he a CG artist?
He's an animator. He worked basically at Pixar. Everyone knows Pixar since 1995. Don't know why he's not working anymore, but he worked there. He's an animator.
But this wasn't a Pixar film. This was a Paramount, right?
It's between Nickelodeon and Paramount.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, he was removed from the project following accusation of sexual misconduct in January 2018.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. And the film was renamed Wonder Park. I don't know why they renamed it Wonder Park.
And in the movie, they say Wonderland.
They don't mention Wonder Park. That's weird.
Not once do they mention.
Why would you name your movie something that never comes out? Why don't they just call it Wonderland?
I wonder if at some point they were like, let's not name it Wonderland because it's going to be weird. Let's name it Wonder Park. But we've done all the dialogue recording.
That's fine.
Kids are not going to catch on.
So, because the movie was mostly completed at the time of the director's firing, they didn't hire another director.
Yeah.
Now, this is the crazy part. The film has no credited director.
That's right. Yeah.
So, there's no... Normally, the first person that actually comes up in the credits is directed by, and then they give the name, right? But this film doesn't. The Directors Guild almost always refuses to allow a film to be released without a credited director. So, it actually isn't allowed for a movie to be released without crediting the director. Makes sense. Because, you know...
Yeah.
You need a director. Due to various legalities and contractual obligations, how the makers of this film were allowed to release a film without crediting a director remains unclear. So, we actually don't know how they did it, how they got this right. Because, yeah. The director is like the director.
Yeah. How do they not deal with the legal part of... I mean, surely there's forms that have to be signed and checks that have to be done. Because if you look on the IMDb site, it says directed by, and then it gives his name, Dylan Brown, and in whatever brackets it says uncredited.
You know what it is? It's probably the credits of the film didn't have his name. I'm going to go check quick, but I personally don't remember seeing director come up.
And something else that's mentioned here is that when a movie opens up, they open up with the production companies, right?
Yes.
There was no... this is a Nickelodeon film, and it does not open up with the Nickelodeon logo.
Are you sure? No, it does. The one I watched did... It has Paramount, and then it has Nickelodeon Movies.
Crazy credits. Where did you watch yours? Because I watched mine on Showmax. And over here it says, crazy credits. Aside from the opening Paramount and Nickelodeon movie logos and the opening credit,
there was no opening credits. Okay, opening credits it was. But so they're saying besides that.
So you saw that at the end or something.
So I don't think they put it in. They normally do credit the production companies again at the end of the credit or in the credits. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't credit the director at all. It goes from Wonder Park to Jennifer Garner, who played the mom, and then it literally goes through the different actors who played the main characters. And then after it's gone through all of that, it says produced by, executive producers, screenplay and story, casting, music, edited, production designer, head of story, head of character animation, head of cinematography. But this is all normal. Visual effects supervisor, but then it doesn't go Nickelodeon, Paramount Pictures, and it doesn't give the director's name
at all.
And no
director. Like, we don't even know.
Not even in the credits, like back there down at the bottom. By the way, this film was directed by a dude who got into sexually harassed someone.
So the question is, did he or did he not direct the movie?
He did direct the movie. He just got fired 2 weeks before it was released.
But do you still leave the dude's name out? I'm just asking.
They didn't is because of the sexual harassment thing. I think that's why they were like, nope, we're firing. I don't even know if he would have gotten paid.
So do you think...
No, would he have gotten paid?
Well, when you fire someone...
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm sure there's like conditions and stuff.
Contracts and
Look,
stuff.
Look, the guy did work, so I think you need to give the hours. But I think it's... So do you think that they did not mention his name specifically in case it would have uproared something, especially in these
times?
I
think so, yes. Because when a film is associated with a character or an actor or someone that's gotten into trouble, generally it doesn't do well. So if we look at the case of Pirates of the Caribbean, when it came out that Johnny Depp had been abusing his wife, which now came out that that was all a lie, Pirates didn't do well because of that whole thing. So I think, they possibly took it off because they didn't want the bad publicity of that whole situation to be on this film. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I heard the story, and I think I heard that this morning, as in before me recording this at the moment. And when I was looking at the film, I looked at it in a different light. I did look at him like, I wonder if this guy's that kind of guy. I wonder if any of this inspired any of it.
My question is, is it really safe having people who, like, I don't know if he did it, because there are cases where it comes out that the girls were lying.
Yeah.
But if he did do it, why is he making kids films? Like, for me, I don't think that's right. Like, there should be strict rules on directors who make animations, because you're showing
Maybe.
Them to children.
That's exactly why they took him out the credits.
Possibly, that makes sense. That's possibly why.
Yeah.
Look, I still think they might have removed him, even if it was a normal...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if he was fired for other reasons, whatever, maybe quit. Maybe quit. Yeah. And like I said, maybe him and a girl that he was working with, they were dating, and then something happened, and it was a bad relationship, and then he did something, made her look bad, and then she was like, I'm going to get back at you. And then...
Ta-da.
This whole case. I'm not saying that's what happened.
Yeah, we don't know what happened. The story didn't come out, but it is a possibility. The other possibility is he was sexually harassing women.
Exactly.
And then should have been fired. Rightfully so.
Right. And not get paid.
Yes.
Boom.
So, but that's quite shady for an animated film, you know, like the backstory. These people are here to make your kids happy. Meantime.
Yeah.
What's happening in the office?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
You can stream Reactive's very own The Movement album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Reactive, it's a movement.
So this was Wonder Park, which was never mentioned in the movie, but the film's name is
which
Wonder
was
Park.
Wonderful.
Yes, if you're wanting to go get onto your soppy side, and cry to an animated film, then this is the film for you. Yeah.
Tell us if your kid cries too, like mine.
Wow. But this has been the movie show on Active FM, and Active FM is an awesome, awesome, awesome place. An amazing place. A wondrous place.
And it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Wonderful.
Like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, Reddit, and even WhatsApp. Yes, you can WhatsApp us. You can send us voice notes of your children crying as they watch the film. Okay, that's a bit dramatic. Don't do that. Wait, whoa.
Create a GIF.
Now we will listen. A GIF. That's cool. We will listen to all the voice notes of children who shed tears during watching Wonder Park, and then we play them. Then you just hear. Yeah, no, we will not be doing that. But if you'd like to WhatsApp us, please do. You can find our number on all our social media pages. Plus, we have an amazing website. That's www.activefm.co.za.
And of course, when you're at home, you can download this podcast and you can go to the park. and listen to it. If you have one of the following,
all the wonder.
You see, you can go to the park and listen to this wonder. If you are on Spotify, if you're a member of Spotify, if you have a subscription with Spotify, if you have a subscription with Google Podcasts, which if you have owned an Android phone, you do. You just got to go download the app. And if you're an Apple user, there is already an app on your phone called Podcast.
Yep.
And you can just go look for Active FM, go search for it, subscribe. And then whenever we release a new podcast or any of the other podcasts that you want to listen to on Active FM, release a new podcast.
Bing!
Oh.
Ta-da.
And then you can, while you're walking to the park or while you're in the park, you can play it out loud. That is a brilliant idea. Out loud for everyone to hear.
Brilliant idea.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if everyone's listening to this, hello. I'm saying hello to everyone in the park. Hello.
Wow. So this has been the Movie Show on Active FM.
With
Thank
your,
you so much.
With your wonderful hosts.
Wonderful hosts, Ryan.
And Sashi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And until next week.
Peace out.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.